Hello, everyone. Thank you for waiting around. We're running about 5 minutes late. Today is, I guess first thing I should tell you is who we are and what we're doing. This is Chicken Talk Online Radio, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me, just woke up. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. I'm your host, Robert Flecker. We're just kind of winging this here real quick because I overslept. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning with the publicist in relation to the news articles that we had distributed for the project we're working on here. We got the report back this morning, and it ended up getting published by 430 couple news agencies. The article did, and it's all live right now. So you can just search chickensforsale.us or Robert Flecker or homeless, disabled veteran, any of that kind of stuff, and the articles will show up. But anyway, that's not what we want to talk about. We're here for the show, so let's do this. Before we get any further, let's open up the air for a couple minutes and see if we can get some phone calls. If anybody wants something to wants to sell something, has something to sell. Again, if you do call something in for sale, not only does it go live on air and go into the archives, but it goes on to the submit a new classified section with the classifieds on the homepage, and then that gets distributed into the search engines. So when somebody looks for what you have for sale, it shows up there. Anyway, the call-in number is 563-999-3679, and you can call in from now until the end of the show. Preferably sometime here at the beginning of the show, because we're going to get busy talking about these utility pigeons. And why would I do that? Well, we were talking about that Poultry Inspection Act yesterday, and I haven't done the research quite yet, but I'm pretty sure squab is covered under that same exemption as the chickens. I think it's not considered a game bird. I think it's more considered a poultry product, but you'll have to double check just to be sure. But anyway, a pair of squab is a market price of about $24, and that's how you sell it, is by the pair. A pair of squab, a pair of pigeons raise two birds every time they raise, and that's all they raise. They're never going to raise three. They might raise one by mistake or something like that, but they'll never raise more than two. So there's all sorts of pigeons that you can keep. Some of them are, excuse me, sorry about that, you. A lot of them are kept for fun, not just some of them. A lot of them are kept for display. Some fly up in the air and spin and do tricks all the way to the ground. And some fly 100 miles from home and then come right back. And some just do all sorts of neat things, like roll around on the ground. Never do fly, we're going to talk about utility pigeons. So there's several types. There's king pigeons, there's Hubble pigeons, giant homers, there's runts, there's probably even a few others, but the ones we want to focus on are the king pigeons and what we can do with them. They're a white bird, and that's very beneficial when it comes to processing. Those white feathers are easy to see, and they pluck right out, and they don't leave much of a shadow behind when you pull that white feather out. So we're going to talk about using utility kings. Make sure they are utility kings and not show kings. So what you want to do, and a lot of people do this, you can either build a small building or pen that doesn't have a wood floor in it, but it's kind of shaped and structured like a building. Or you can go down to your local storage place and get a 8x10 rent-to-own storage building, and you've got an instant pigeon coop. And for pigeons, that works really well. Now, I'm not going to talk you into spending money you don't need to, because you can build something just as easy, but there's a lot of people that get started in pigeons, and they learn everything the wrong way, but you know, they have rats digging up through the dirt and getting into their nest, and, you know, they have all sorts of problems. But 8x10, maybe, different size up to you. Building from your rent-to-own place at your local dealership. You bring that in. You get them to set it up in your favorite location, someplace where the front of the building has morning sun, and you have a couple windows there so it warms up the building for the birds. The birds like to have a little place to go outside in front of the building, a little cage or something like that where they can get the morning sun. They love to get out there and sunbathe. So even if they're utility kings and they're raising squab for 21 days and never see them again, they like to get out there and sun. So what you want to do here is after you get your building set up the way where you want it to be, start working on the structure of utility for the birds. You're going to need nesting. And this might sound odd. It might sound a little unconventional, but you can build wood nests if you want. You can go through there and get some wood planking and build some fancy wooden nest and put dividers in it and, you know, make it so the birds nest in these wooden nests. But for years now, what we've used, and they work better than anything I've ever used, is a 12-stall chicken nest with perches on the front. So you get these metal chicken nests, 12 stalls with perches on the front. Some of them are 14 stalls. And you kind of hang them around the perimeter of the inside of the building. The front of the building is where you want your resting cages at so that the birds can go outside. And the easiest way to do that is take some hardware cloth and make some frames and build some cages that will fit over the fronts of your windows on the front of the building so that you can open the window. When the birds want to go outside, they just go out there in the resting cages. They get their sunlight, and they bathe, or they play. Maybe you put a bowl of water out there, a big, like, oil pan, and they get in the water, and they bathe. They just play in the water. But anyway, so pigeons, the best place to feed them is on the floor. You can feed them a seed diet if you want to. Utility kings that are in full production and feeding squab do really well on chicken layer pellets. So you can even feed them out of a chicken feeding trough that you find at your local feed supply store. Now, for a water, that's the trick. Any kind of pigeons you get, you're going to have an issue trying to keep the water clean, for one. And secondly, you're going to want something that will keep plenty of it there for them, because pigeons drink a lot of water, especially when they're feeding squab, because they've got to make that crop milk out of the food and water to feed those young squab. And they eat a lot because they grow really quick. What you want to do, and this is something I learned from an old guy one time, been years ago, met him up one time at a tailgate sale. And it was the darndest thing, and I'll just tell you real quick because it won't take long. My dad and I had been at the chicken sale all morning, and we'd been there selling bobwhite quail. And we just had a good old time. Everybody wants to know about the bobwhites and what was required to keep them and things like that. It was just fun talking about it all morning. So at the end of the sale, the guy right down the lane from us that was set up there with his pigeons, he had some white pigeons. We didn't know much about pigeons at the time, but they were homers. He had white homing pigeons. And, so he wrapped up a conversation kind of on short notice with the guy he was talking to and said he was getting ready to go home. And it didn't really seem right because he wasn't loading up his cages. Instead, he was pulling them out away from his truck. Well, the next thing you know, he'd open up the doors to his cages, and he let every bird he had go. And I thought to myself, well, my Lord, this guy must have just been real upset about how the day turned out because he just turned loose every bird he had. No, that's not quite what he did, and we didn't quite know much about it, but they were homing pigeons, and he was turning them loose so they could get some exercise, and they flew on home, and they were there when he got there. So after he turned his birds loose, we had gotten our answers by going over and giving ourselves an invitation to talk to him, and he was happy to explain to us and invited us out to his house. Well, when we got out there, we learned a lot about keeping pigeons, And the one thing I did learn, this is what we were on the subject of, was to help maintain water for pigeons. The easiest way is to get these gallon water fountains. There's a jug. It's a gallon jug, and it's got a big, real wide mouth on the top of it. And, you know, it screws onto a red base that's got a trough all the way around the outside edge of the base. So this base screws on this jug, and you turn it upside down after you fill it up with water, and the water runs into a little trough, and the birds drink out of it. Well, that alone is not good enough to be a pigeon water, but that's your starting point because it provides a good foundation for the birds to drink out of, plenty of water. But it's lacking one thing, and this is what a lot of pigeon waters lack, something to prevent the droppings and the dust from getting into the water. My old friend, and I won't say his name, never do, most of my friends, every now and then I'll throw one in, but it's just for good luck. He had came up with a system. You take a piece of plywood, and you can use cardboard all the same, it will work. But you take a piece of plywood, and you make a ring that fits around the top of this tapered jug that sits in on this red base here. So you make a ring about an inch and a half wide, maybe 2 inches wide, and it goes all the way around the circumference of this jug. And it's a tapered jug, so when you set it down on there, you don't have any sort of attachment you've got to add to it. The gravity just holds it in place. So when birds get up on top of this jug to dance around or court to their mate, or maybe they're just trying to see who's going to fight for them when they go for the water, a lot of times what happens is they'll go ahead and drop a few droppings when they're setting up on top of the jug, and it goes right in the water. So if you've got that little ring, that plywood ring, or maybe even if you just make a cardboard ring, it serves the purpose and keeps the droppings out of the water. So you've got your water, you've got your food, you've got your nest. You're in business. You even got a couple landing cages sitting out front for them to go outside and play in the sun and maybe take a bath. And so you're just about all ready to go into business. Well, what's next? You don't know much about telling whether you've got boys or girls. And until you've had them for a while, you're not going to. There's all kinds of neat things you can try. They make little doodads and gadgets that'll try to tell you what kind of birds you got. The best one on the market, and you can buy one at just about any pigeon supply. It's more of a novelty than it is anything. There's this little magnetic arrow made out of a couple pieces of metal magnet, and it's got a hole drilled in it with a little piece of string. And you're told in the instructions when you buy this thing to hold it freely in your two fingers over top of the bird. And when it starts to swing, let it continue to swing until it swings in a certain direction. And if it does so in such a fashion, then that bird is a boy. If it does so in another fashion, it's a girl. Well, don't worry about what you've got, boy or girl. Let your birds all go in the coop together, food and water. They'll pair up naturally. Let them start to raise. Well, folks, we started late, but we really have been on the air close to 15 minutes now. You've got a good starting point on what you might need for raising utility pigeons. You know how to get them started. Looks like we're going to have to do an episode.
Excuse me. Let me get some water.
It looks like we're going to have to do an episode on a processing swap. That won't take long to do, but we won't talk about it today. Before we tie up this episode any further, now that you've got your pigeon coop all set up and in production, we got published on, I guess, was it 400. Yeah, 430 media outlets with our story promoting the Chicken Talk Online Radio and chickenforsale.us. And it was a real big success. So be sure to try to look us up online in the search engines and see if you can find us. It'll help our search rankings. And remember, it's wintertime. Keep those waters unfrozen. Get your birds fed. If you got other critters, keep them fed too. You guys have a nice day. Thank you for listening. Be good. Bye.